This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How PR crises build stronger brands when handled right. When a crisis becomes your best marketing move. What happened? A PR crisis, handled well, can leave a brand in better shape than it started. This is not a feel-good theory. It happens in the real world when companies respond to public pressure with speed, honesty, and clear ownership of the problem. The brands that come out stronger are not the ones with the best lawyers. They are the ones with the best communicators. The communication angle. Most companies treat a crisis like a fire. Their instinct is to smother it, contain it, and pretend it never happened. That instinct is exactly wrong. A crisis is not a fire. It is a spotlight. And what that spotlight reveals about how you communicate will define your brand far longer than the original incident ever could. The brands that flip a crisis into an asset do one thing immediately, and consistently they take the microphone before someone else does. Speed matters here, but not the speed of having all the answers. The speed of showing up. A statement that says we know there is a problem, we are investigating, and we will be back with specifics in 24 hours does more work than silence followed by a polished press release. Silence reads as guilt. Showing up reads as accountability. The second communication choice that separates winners from losers in a crisis is specificity. Vague apologies are worse than no apology at all. We are sorry if anyone was offended is not an apology. It is a legal maneuver wearing an apology costume, and audiences recognize it instantly. The brands that recover fast see exactly what went wrong, exactly who was affected, and exactly what they are doing to fix it. No wiggle room. No passive voice. Direct sentences with real subjects and real verbs. The third layer is the follow-through message, and this is where most companies quit too early. You do not get credit for promising change. You get credit for documenting it. The brands that come out stronger publicly report back on what they actually did. This turns the crisis narrative from they failed into they fixed it, which is a dramatically more powerful story than never having a crisis at all. Perfect brands are forgettable. Brands that stumbled and recovered are human, and humans trust other humans. Here is the bigger truth: a well-handled crisis is one of the only opportunities a brand gets to demonstrate its actual values under real pressure. Any company can post its values on a website. Not every company gets tested on them publicly. The ones that pass the test earn a level of audience loyalty that no advertising campaign can buy. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes messaging gives you a framework for structuring responses when the pressure is high and the clock is running. Most people collapse under those conditions because they have no template to fall back on. The chapter gives you one you can actually use in real time, not after the moment has passed. A takeaway. Before your next crisis response, even a small internal one, write down three sentences before you speak or send anything: what happened factually, one sentence, what you are doing right now to address it, one sentence, and when you will update people next, one sentence, with a specific time. That is your floor. You can build on it. But those three sentences keep you from going silent, vague, or defensive, which are the three things that turn a recoverable situation into a disaster. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.